Well, let's stay with housing and turn to one of the nation's most expensive rental markets, Seattle, where people recently slept overnight to be the first in line just to apply for the chance to get into new affordable housing apartments. Liz Jones from Here and Now contributor KUOW has our story.
Number 8, hotel.
Steve Graham got in line late. He's number 136, but he's optimistic.
I'm keeping my fingers, toes, and everything else crossed and hope the big guy up down there looking for me because I've been praying big time.
Praying for a stable place to raise his 8-year-old daughter, Olivia.
She's the best thing I've ever done. She's the reason I get up every day.
Graham's in his work clothes, a Carhartt jacket. He's a road flagger with the city, and he struggles to find a home he can afford.
I'm staying with my brother. So I buy groceries, pay on the cable. Yeah, it's hard out here. Look at this. It's like, this is just for 110 units. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's packed in here.
Yeah, it is.
We're at El Centro de la Raza, a nonprofit in a slowly up-and-coming neighborhood. You can see the new apartment towers under construction just out the window. El Centro plans to open them this summer, and today is a one-shot chance to apply. The crowd is diverse, Asian, African, Latino, Black, white, and different reasons bring them to this place.
No cash, no. Red Apple, you can go to Red Apple.
This is Estela Ortega, El Centro's executive director. We make our way through a sea of people, packed in the hallways and classrooms of this former school.
It is on a first-come, first-served basis.
Yeah, that'll change your chances if you're number one or number 200.
This project is funded with a mix of public and private money and federal tax credits, since the units are set aside for people with lower incomes. Rents will range from about $500 to $1,300, depending on income and family size.
For tomorrow? No, tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Only today. Today. Only today.
It's coming out. Excuse me.
Billy Jackson is number 23. He's had a stroke and uses a scooter to get around. He got here early.
Try 8 o'clock this morning.
You've been here since 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
What have you been doing all day?
Snoozing.
I asked Jackson why he wants to move here.
I want to be back in the community. And I want to be at home with my people.
Jackson shares a history with these walls. Back in the 60s, Latino activists occupied this abandoned schoolhouse to claim a place of their own. Jackson joined them. He was with the Black Panther Party.
So you've been waiting for this. How long have you been waiting for this chance?
47 years, huh? Yes. Our efforts and everything is coming to fruition.
This new housing project is named for Roberto Maestas, the activist who led that movement in the 60s and founded this nonprofit.
Can you say
308.
David Helms raced here this morning from his home about 15 miles away. After his social worker called him,
said, get out of here right away.
Helms is number 91. He's a Vietnam veteran and lives on Social Security benefits, $1,000 a month. His rent now is about $850. To live here
means I would have money to actually buy food. I might not have to go to the food bank anymore, you know? So that's to mean a lot to me, to be a citizen again.
Daniela Flores got here at 6 a.m. She's number 12, a single mother, still in high school.
I'm like a person that had been through so much, and I'm only like 19 years old.
Flores says she's a victim of domestic violence. Her mom passed away years ago, and Flores is on her own here now.
Ever since I moved here to United States, I've been home to home, and I never actually had my own place. And this is such a great opportunity for me and for my son and for us to start a new life.
Her face beams as she turns in her paperwork.
Daniela, you're done?
Yes, finally.
How do you feel?
It feels great. Hopefully I get in, right?
By the end of the day, El Centro estimates some 1,400 people came through the door for 110 apartments. Staff at El Centro say they'll take a few weeks to process the applications, then notify the lucky few who've been selected. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.